So we're at Undock Camp at the Hamlin Foundation. This is a two-day event to help people come up with some technology-inspired solutions to the problems of newly arrived migrants. And who am I talking to?
You're talking to Tom Wilder, who's one of the trustees of the Paul Hamlin Foundation.
Now, Tom, a lot of foundations, people don't often associate grant-making foundations with technology innovation, as it isn't something that's conspicuous in the field. What was it that brought Hamlin to bring technology to bear on this problem?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, Hamlin aspires to be more than simply a grant-making body. We want to produce change and development in the field, and we have a variety of ways of encouraging organizations to be more developmental and for ourselves to go beyond simply making a grant to them, letting them go. And it's an extension of that which says the world is changing around us, the world especially of the young and young adults with whom we are particularly concerned is changing. So are there ways in which we ourselves can connect more fully to that population? And secondly, and arguably more important, are there ways in which we can help bodies that we grant and support to be more aware of the applications of technology, to use technology in their own processes?
But did Hamlin have a great pool of technology expertise, or was it something you had to take a structured approach to gaining?
No, we don't have a great pool of expertise in that particular field, so the task for us is to deploy, to secure and deploy experts, whether individuals or organizations, and just as importantly, to encourage the bodies which we give grant support to look for technological expertise and support in their own networks, given that we can't know it at all.
I know a lot of foundations and grant makers struggle because they say, we understand this technology stuff's important, it's changing the world around us, but we just don't know how to engage with it. But from what you're saying, do I get the sense you essentially went out and bought some of the skills and technology and brought people in-house to actually help you with this?
We haven't so much. We've brought some of it in-house, but we are still, I would think, and very much for ourselves in a learning position. That is, we want to try out different bodies. We want to encourage, because the world is so fast changing in the technologies, we want to encourage our grant recipients as well as ourselves to say, well, is there another way of doing it? The words of our founder way back 25 years ago, Paul Hamlin, are a kind of mantra to the organization. He said, there must be another way. And it's the application of that principle, there must be another way, which is what drives our thinking about social policy and now our application of technology. So yes, bring in different organizations at different levels, different ways of proceeding, and this Undock camp that we're doing is an example of that. Here is the deliberate recruitment of technology-focused organizations in the service of a social policy that they themselves would say, well, we don't know much about undocumented migrants, which happens to be the theme of today's work. We did it recently also with young people's mental health. The technology companies or the technology individuals say, well, we don't know much about the topic. And we say, well, we're not interested in your knowledge of the topic. We're interested in how your perspectives on the use of social media and other technologies can be brought to bear.
Excellent. Well, you can probably hear it in the background here. There's tremendous energy in this camp. I think we're looking forward to judging some very exciting entrants. Tom, thank you very much.
Okay.